Welcome to Bible Chapter Every Day. I'm Matthew. Our chapter today is Zechariah 8. Let's go to God in prayer. Heavenly Father, your plan to restore everything is amazing. We look forward to your promise of peace, realizing that we can have peace even now. We're thankful that you have allowed us to join and be a part of your amazing plan. Thank you. Amen. Zechariah 8. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, I am exceedingly jealous for Zion. I am jealous for it with great wrath. Thus says Yahweh, I have returned to Zion, and I will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. And Jerusalem will be called the Faithful City, and the mountain of Yahweh of hosts will be called the Holy Mountain. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Old men and old women shall again sit in the public squares of Jerusalem, each with staff in hand because of great age. And the public squares of the city will be filled with boys and girls playing in its public squares. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Even if it seems impossible to the remnant of this people in those days, should it also seem impossible to me, declares Yahweh of hosts. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Look, I am going to save my people from the land of the east and from the land of the west, and I will bring them, and they will dwell in the midst of Jerusalem. They will be my people, and I will be their God in faithfulness and in righteousness. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, Let your hands be strong, you who are hearing in these days these words from the mouth of the prophets, who were present on the day the foundation was laid for the rebuilding of the temple, the house of Yahweh of hosts. For before those days, there was no wage for people or for animals, and there was no safety from the enemy for those who went out or those who came in, and I sent each person against one another. But now, I will not deal with the remnant of this people as in the former days, declares Yahweh of hosts. For there will be a sowing of peace. The vine will give its fruit, and the soil will give its produce, and the heavens will give their due. And I will cause the remnant of this people to inherit all these things. And then, just as you are a curse among the nations, O house of Judah and house of Israel, so will I save you, and you will be a blessing. You must not be afraid. Let your hands be strong. For thus says Yahweh of hosts, Just as I planned to bring disaster on you, when your ancestors provoked me to anger, says Yahweh of hosts, and I did not regret it, so again I have planned in these days to do good to Jerusalem and the house of Judah. Do not be afraid. These are the things that you must do. Speak truth, each of you, with his neighbor. Practice trustworthy judgment and peace in your gates. Do not devise evil in your hearts against your neighbor, and do not love a false oath, because all these are things I hate, declares Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh of hosts came to me, saying, Thus says Yahweh of hosts, The fast of the fourth month, the fifth month, the seventh month, and the tenth month will be for the house of Judah jubilation and joy and merry festivals. Therefore, love truth and peace. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, It will happen again that nations and the inhabitants of many cities will come, and the inhabitants of one city will go to another city, saying, Let us go immediately to entreat the favor of Yahweh, to seek Yahweh of hosts. I also will go. And many peoples and powerful nations will come to seek Yahweh of hosts in Jerusalem, and to entreat the favor of Yahweh. Thus says Yahweh of hosts, In those days, 10 men from the nations of every language will take hold of the hem of a Judean man, saying, Let us go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. Well, that's the reading. Let's dig in. We had the 8 visions in the first 6 chapters, and then in chapter 7 we started this new section with a question some of the Jews had. Should they continue to mourn in the 5th month as they had been doing? And based on the answer, we have to assume that this is mourning over the destruction of Jerusalem. Now, we never read that they were commanded to mourn the destruction of Jerusalem, but it does make sense that they would start doing that regularly. So Yahweh answered through Zechariah the prophet, but he didn't immediately answer the question. He first asked, who were they mourning for? Were they mourning for Yahweh or for themselves? And Yahweh points out that the destruction of Jerusalem was exactly what the prophets had prophesied for quite some time before that destruction happened. Then Yahweh explained what he wants. And it isn't more days of mourning. He wants them to act justly and to show compassion, to be good to people who have no one to help them, such as widows, orphans, and foreigners. The Jews, before the destruction of Jerusalem, were not doing what God wanted, so he brought that destruction on them. So now, this chapter continues with more answers from Yahweh. But now, these answers are turning more positive. He says he is jealous for Zion. Zion is a poetic name for Jerusalem. He will dwell in Jerusalem, and there will be peace in Jerusalem, and lots of people of all ages. Yahweh says he will bring his people to Jerusalem from all the places of the earth. And then he connects this to the temple construction. They should work hard building the temple because now Yahweh is going to bless them. Before they worked on the temple, nothing seemed to work out. But now they will have all that they need. Yahweh says that he punished the Jews, who previously lived in Jerusalem, because of their sin. And he has no regrets about punishing them. But now he is going to bless his people. Then God again says what he wants to see, truth and justice, not lying and false oaths. Which reminds us of that vision of the scroll that will destroy the house of the person who swears falsely in Yahweh's name. And then, finally, we get to an answer. It isn't exactly a clear answer of do or do not, but Yahweh says he will take all of their days of fasting and turn them into joyful festivals. And not just the Jews. Other nations will come to seek Yahweh in Jerusalem. In fact, 10 Gentiles will connect themselves to one Jewish man and ask to go with him to seek Yahweh. And now for a deeper dive. Scholars have noted that these 2 chapters are arranged in a chiastic structure. It starts with the question if they should observe this time of fasting and mourning, and then Yahweh talks about what he really wants, justice and mercy. Then he promises that Jerusalem will be great again. He talks about what he really wants, truthfulness, and then he answers their question by saying he will turn those days of mourning into days of rejoicing. With a chiastic structure, the focus is on the middle, where Yahweh says he will make Jerusalem great again. And then there's also an extra part at the end about how the nations will come to worship Yahweh in Jerusalem and be connected to the Jews. And along the way, in the middle of this prophecy, he encourages them to work at building the temple. Now, I think we are living in at least part of the fulfillment today. I'm not Jewish, but I am seeking Yahweh. I want to worship Yahweh. I am interested in the Jews and their history with Yahweh. Now, Jerusalem is not physically restored at this point, and I'm not sure that it will be. This promise of a peaceful Jerusalem may only be fulfilled in spiritual Jerusalem, the one mentioned coming out of heaven in the book of Revelation. But I am attaching myself to the Jews and wanting to go with them to worship Yahweh. Scripture quotations are from the Lexham English Bible, copyright 2012, Logos Bible Software. Lexham is a registered trademark of Logos Bible Software.